Good morning, everyone.
I'm just going to read as well. So thank you, everyone, for coming today. It's so good to see you all here to witness my baptism and celebrate together. I want to start by saying that I'm an extremely lucky guy. I'm quite tall. I have two legs and two arms and a simple but decent enough brain. Jokes aside, I'm luckier than most people in this world, and overall I have so much to be grateful for. When I met up, I was in Bordeaux in France, in my hometown. When I met up with Steve, it was so convenient. We were both reunited in Bordeaux a few weeks ago, in Bordeaux, in my hometown in France. And I met him and his evangelist team preaching. And at the end, Steve's friend Gareth went to speak to this 20-year-old girl and asked me to translate in French for him. She was a Muslim and said that she had been homeless for 3 years. She said she had been praying for God to help her, but he never did. And Gareth told her that she had to believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for us. She was confronted with the truth. She was nearly in tears, and so was I. After a long conversation, she said that she said what Gareth had told her went straight to her heart. It did to mine too, and I felt God's presence at that moment, just like the day I had been saved. I was saved a little over a year ago. It was in my house share in Wayman Road, just next door. And my flatmate, I was making tea, and my flatmate Michael asked me if I wanted to be saved. And I said, yes, of course. I mean, why not? Who wouldn't be, right? And like a poker game, there's nothing to lose. So he prayed for me, only for a minute, but it gave me goosebumps, and at that moment, I knew in my heart I was saved. It's not easy to explain this to people without sounding crazy, but I assure you I'm not making this up. I was convinced by the truth. Before I was saved, I was going down the wrong path. I was smoking, drinking, and I was overall not a very nice person, and I'm still a work in progress, you can ask Amy. In the end, we are all imperfect, but thankfully we are saved by what Jesus has done and not our own righteousness. Today is the next step for my journey with God. I have repented, called for salvation, and I am now being baptized. Thank you all so much for being here today, and may God bless you